السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, we continue with our series of lectures on the questions that we will be asked. The questions that we will be asked when we die and which we will have to answer, and based on that answers, based on the answer we give, based on those answers will be the rest of our eternal everlasting life. And that is why it is absolutely critical and essential that we know what the right answers are and that we give those right answers. To recap very quickly, I narrate for you the hadith in Kitab al-Janais in Sahih Bukhari, narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhum, where he reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of which is, when a human being is laid in his grave and his companions return and he even hears their footsteps, two angels come to him and make him sit and ask him, "What did you used to say about this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" I'm talking about the last question that will be asked, the third question. The first question is, "Man Rabbuk?" Who is your Rabb? The question is not "Ma Rabbul Alameen." The question is, "Man Rabbuk?" Who is your Rabb? The second question is, "Ma Deenuk?" What is your Deen? The second question is not "Mal Islam?" What is Islam? The second question is not "Which is the right Deen?" No. What is your Deen? And the third question is, "Ma hadha ar-rajul alladhi bu'itha fik?" Who is this man who was sent amongst you? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith that this is the question that will be asked. What do you say about this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is this man who was sent among you? And he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who will actually give this response and this reply. And the person will say, "I testify and I bear witness that he is Abdullah wa Rasuluhu," that he is the slave of Allah and is his messenger and Rasul. And then it will be said to him, "Look at your place in the Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected you from that and has given you instead a place in Jannah." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dead person will see both the places. But a non-believer or a hypocrite will say, when he is asked the same question, he will say, "I do not know who this man is. But I used to say whatever the people used to say." And it will be said to him, "Neither did you know nor did you take guidance. Neither did you know nor did you take guidance." And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu's protection from this, he said, "The person will be hit with a hammer on top of his head between his two ears, and he will scream, and that scream will be heard by whatever comes near to him except human beings and jinn." In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for you, if you are able to see and hear what I am able to see and hear from the Qubur, he said, you will not bury your dead. Not that that will save them from that. But that is in a manner of speaking to say that what happens in the Qabr is real. That it does happen in the Qabr whether or not we choose to believe it. And that if it is good, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But if it is bad, then it is very bad. And whether it is good or whether it is bad, it doesn't stop. It is forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu called the sending of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a great favor from Himself on the Muslims, on us. Which indeed it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred a great favor on the believers. When He sent among them a messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst themselves, reciting to them His ayat, and purifying them internally and externally, and teaching them the book, and teaching them al-hikmah, to inform, to purify, to teach, and to demonstrate. These are the four things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And to reiterate and emphasize His ni'mah on us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, and verily before that, before the coming of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had been in clear and manifest error. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for only one thing, which is guidance. We can make dua about anything. But if you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to ask only for one thing, and that is guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Nabi to ask only for one thing, which is increase in learning and knowledge. Rabbi zidni ilman. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. And when we say knowledge with respect to the Sahaba and with respect to their Ustad, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't mean knowledge as we have now chosen to interpret it, which is knowing without doing. People who knew and did not do were called munafiqeen. They were not the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not the sabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, for whom the Jannah had been promised. Those who knew and did not do were called munafiq. Today we think this is a normal state. We think this is a normal state. We feel good about ourselves and we honor those who learn and teach but who do not practice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu taught us to ask for Hidayah. And He asked us, He told us and taught us, and ordered us and commanded us to ask for Hidayah in every rakat of every salah. He made it incumbent that without this dua for Hidayah, there is no salah. And what is this dua? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave that mu'allaq. He did not leave this without further explaining what is the siratul mustaqim. Allah did not, Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah did not leave us with ihdina siratul mustaqim. And He did not leave us to determine and decide what would be siratul mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified and defined what is siratul mustaqim. And what did He say? Siratul ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told us who is on this siratul mustaqim. In a general sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us already, Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. But who is this one who has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Sirat al-mustaqim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yasin wal Quran al-hakim innaka laminal mursaleen ala siratim mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by one of his names. He said, Yasin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took an oath by His own kalam, wal Quran al-hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by His kalam, wal Quran al-hakim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after taking the oath, there was no need to reiterate by using inna or anna. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used innaka laminal mursaleen. Truly and verily and with emphasis, you are among the Rasul Mursaleen, who are among the messengers of Allah. Ala siratim mustaqim. And you are on the siratul mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned who are the an'amta alayhim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned who are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, whoever obeys Allah and His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in the company of those who are the an'amta alayhim, will be in the company of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His grace on, from among the nabiyyin, from among the prophets and messengers of Allah. Was-siddiqeen, those followers of the prophets who were the first and foremost to believe in Him, like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, like Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu anhumah, and the shuhada, the martyrs, those who gave their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they are not dead, they are alive and they are with their Rabb and they receive rizq from their Rabb. Was-salihin, and the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers to be righteous people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and emphasized and says, and excellent are these companions. How excellent are these companions? My brothers and sisters, I want to structure this for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, told us to make a dua for guidance. He told us that this guidance is the guidance that was given to those who were on this Siratul Mustaqim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, what is this Sirat al-Mustaqim? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how to get on to this Sirat al-Mustaqim. So it is not only asking Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is also وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. How do you get on to the Sirat al-Mustaqim? How do you get on to this Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is Sirat al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much obedience? Selective obedience or complete obedience? Complete obedience. Selective obedience is disobedience. Selective obedience is disobedience. Because logically, if you are choosing to obey something, then automatically, by definition, you are choosing to disobey something. And therefore, do not fool yourself. This is the biggest trap that good Muslims fall into. This is the biggest trap of shaitan that is designed specifically for good Muslims. And what is that trap? To tell you and show you and try to convince you that selective obedience is obedience. I say to you, please open your eyes. Use your intelligence. Selective obedience is disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanded complete obedience. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kafatan. O you who believe, enter into Islam how much? Completely. Completely. My brothers and sisters, Allahu samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all need, including the need for our obedience. Allah is free from all need, including the need for our obedience. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ourselves, not for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our obedience. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this condition. And He said, obey completely. Otherwise, you are not necessary in the scheme of things. We make our own place in the Jannah or the Jahannam. And that is why the question that we will be asked is whether we followed the one we were ordered to follow, and whether we followed the one who we asked dua to be guided to follow. How strange and dichotomous for one to ask for something and then not take it when it is given. How strange. What does it really mean? It means you didn't really want it. You didn't really want it. You didn't really mean when you were asking. You were just asking for the sake of asking. Yes or no? What is the word for that? Hypocrisy. Nifaq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from nifaq. It is a terminal illness. It's a terminal illness. And the one who dies on that, may Allah protect us from the ending of that. And that's why I remind myself and I remind you to reflect when we say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladhina An'amta alayhim ghairil maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. My brothers and sisters, so who was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is the haqq of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when his name is mentioned before the Muslims, that they send salat and salam on him. And they send it in the way that he showed, not by standing and swaying and spinning around like tops, showing, sending salat and salam in the way that he described and he showed, with dignity and grace. And what is that way? To say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. To say this at least once in the gathering, and then to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. This is the haqq of the Nabi. Do not be stingy, don't deny that. And remember that when you send salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salat and salam on you 10 times for every once that you send salat and salam on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the barakah of the Nabi. Don't deny yourself this ni'mah. Comes for free. Everything in Islam is free. Islam is not a business. So take it. So who was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One of the best descriptions of his blessed personality was given by Umm Ma'bad. We are doing a series of lectures on the seerah every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from Asr to Isha, Sunday from 11 to 1:30. Please come, please listen, please partake from that. It is free. You don't have to pay anything. And you are given as many samosas as you can eat and some tea, and that also is free. Yeah? What more can we do? Tell me, what more can we do? Ma'bad radiallahu anha was a Bedouin lady who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq and their guide met during the hijrah, during the migration from Makkah to Medina. Her husband was away at the time grazing their flock of sheep, and when he returned she told him about her visitor and she described him. I won't tell you the whole story, it's a beautiful story. And it's part of the seerah lectures, whatever has been uploaded, you can see it on YouTube. For the rest of it, come to the class. But I will read for you the translation of the description that she gave to her husband, which is one of the most beautiful descriptions of the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was ever given. And Umm Ma'bad radiallahu anha, she said, I saw him to be a man of evident splendor, fine in figure, his face handsome, slim in form, his head not too small, elegant and good looking, his eyes black, eyelashes long, his voice deep, very intelligent, his brows high and arched, his hair in plaits, his neck long, and his beard thick. He gave an impression of dignity when silent and of high intelligence when he spoke. His words were impressive and he was decisive, not trivial, not trite. His ideas like pearls moving on their string. He seemed the most splendid and fine looking man from a distance, and the very best of all from close by. Medium in height, the eye not finding him too tall or too short, a tree branch as it were between two others, but he was the finest looking of the three, the best proportioned. He was the center of his companions' attention. When he spoke, they listened well, and if he ordered, they hurried to obey. A man well helped, well served, never sullen, never refuted. Ajeeb, eh? How many of us even knew the description, the physical description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Seriously, my brothers and sisters, ask yourself, how can we claim to be the followers of somebody who we don't even know? How can you say I'm following someone and I know nothing about him except his name? How tragic! How tragic! He was named Muhammad, the one who draws praise, or the praised one, by his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled the meaning of his name, and his name is praised like no other. In the adhan, his name is exalted throughout the day, 24 hours of the day, across the world. The adhan revolves around the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his malaika send salam on him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us Muslims by ordering us also to do that. When he said, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahima wa ala Ali Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahima wa ala Ali Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you, to accept your coming here, to accept your du'as, to accept your salawat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your and my eyes to the fact that one day our eyes will be opened for us, when we will see reality 2020, where we will see reality visible before our eyes. We hear the news of people dying every single day. Hundreds and thousands of people die every day. But I'm talking about those close to us, those we knew. In the last 2 weeks, two deaths happened in my own family. My aunt and my wife's aunt. Both of them passed away at very advanced ages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghairi hisab. What is it that keeps us blinded to this reality which will happen to us also on one day? How long do you want, how long do I want to stay in this blind state? My brothers and sisters, it is only intelligence, it is only sensible that we prepare for something which we know is going to happen. Something about which there is no doubt whatsoever. And that something is death. That something is the day when Malakul Maut will come for us. And believe me, Malakul Maut will come for everybody on the face of this planet. Whether you are good or bad, whether you are powerful or weak, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are black, blue or green, whether you are this nationality or that nationality, whether you are this tribe or that tribe, this family or that family, no matter who, if you were born, you will die. Make no mistake whatsoever. And then when you die, you will be asked this question. What do you say about this man Muhammad who was sent among you? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on that day we will say that he was Muhammad, the messenger of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and I followed him. And I make dua that on that day we are able to say this, because believe me, and I remind myself and you, that this is not an answer that we will be able to give because we memorized it. We will be able to say, I followed him only and only if we actually followed him. And if we did not follow him, then we will not be able to say that. Now, brothers and sisters, I remind you, today we have a choice. And I remind you, choose intelligently and choose wisely, because that choice is forever. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.